Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the first webinar for 2026 for the Work Ready series of professional development webinars. Just a little bit of housekeeping. If anybody has got a screen reader on, if you could please mute that for the purposes of today's meeting. There will be a recording that will be uploaded onto the website within the next couple of days. So if you need to duck out or you miss anything, then please just check that out. So today's webinar, and I'd like to just introduce a couple of people. I've got John Simmons from our engagement and marketing team who is helping with the recordings and bits and pieces. And I'd also like to say hello to Riley and Guy Dodd-Rangi, who are the interns with the community and inclusion team. Do you want to say hi, Riley?
Kia ora,
Hello.
Riley here. Sorry, the microphone took a while to unmute.
Riley is also helping out and will be part of these webinar series for the foreseeable future while he's interning with us. So welcome everybody. Today we're just going to talk generally about the Work Ready program and what we actually offer. So just in short, the explanation for the Employment and Career Pathways program is basically to support BLVNZ clients who are transitioning from either high school into study, employment, or the community, or also working age clients who are either looking at changing jobs, maybe looking at studying, or have had a little bit of a change in circumstances. So often we might have clients who are new to BLVNZ and are considering what are their options, maybe their circumstances, obviously in terms of their vision has changed. So they just want to look at what kind of support they can get to either stay in their job, retain that job, or maybe pivot and try something different. So the Work Ready team work throughout the country. We do generally do most of our work virtually, so that's either via Teams, Zoom, or through phone calls. And we don't actually offer a employment matching service any longer. So that was something that was offered in the past, but that's a service that is primarily run these days by, there are a few different employment supported employment agencies, but the main agency that Bridge. If anyone is wanting to engage with Workbridge, then please again come through us in that first instance and we can do the connections and we can explain what the process is there. So that's what we don't do, but let's get on to what we do do at Work Ready. So basically, we're all about getting you ready for employment or study. Now, that might be a whole series of different aspects of support through blind, low vision. Often, the Work Ready may be the kind of last piece of that puzzle, particularly for somebody who has newly lost some of their vision. So, there's all sorts of other things that they might need to first of all think about. So, that might be the first thing, might be mobility. So, getting out and about and around might be applying for a guide dog. Often, independence just around the home. So, getting their house more work ready, sorry, more ready for them to be more independent. Library services. A big one also is technology. So technology, how do I work my phone? How do I work my computer? All those kind of things. Then obviously there's some counselling services as well that can be accessed through BLVNZ. So once people have got those aspects kind of sorted and they're starting to adjust to their new normal, it might be then be the phase where they want to start thinking about what am I going to do next? Or if they're actually still in employment, if they are in employment and they need some adjustments, then that's when the Work Ready team can come in. So a large bit of part of our job in terms of people who are either starting a job or who are employed is actually around that support. How do I get to work? How do I know that my workstation is correct? Do I need to get an assessment on functional vision and lighting? That's all the kind of stuff that BLVNZ will support with. In order for us to do that, the process is going through MSD support funds, and that's something that we will do a webinar on all in its entirety later on in the year. But basically, there is funding available to support with the cost of taxis to and from work if you are self-employed or employed, and that's through MSD support funds. There's also support available if you need to get a workplace assessment. So, what a workplace assessment is, is where we have different specialised service providers from BLVNZ coming into your workplace and actually looking at what you need to be as productive as possible. When we say workplace, that could also be your home. So it's not unusual for us to potentially do two assessments. It's generally the outcomes are the same, but when I say two assessments, it would be your workstation at home, because a lot of people do spend a couple of days working from home, and also your workstation at work. So obviously the software is going to be the same because you're probably likely to have that on your laptop, but it may mean that you need a couple of same size monitors. It may be that you need a little bit of adjustment in terms of lighting in one place versus the other. There may also be some need for some mobility and orientation training, particularly in that physical workspace if that's in an office. Again, that is all done through MSD Support Fund. So they fund the process for our team to assess. They fund any training associated with, say, for example, learning JAWS or anything along those lines, and any equipment that you might need. So that's a large part of what the Work Ready team do. Another thing that we look at is we offer external support with Gallup Clifton StrengthFinder. So that's an online assessment where you do 120 questions and you are then given your top five strengths. You're then given the opportunity to have two coaching sessions with an external specialist or professional. The first 90 minutes is basically looking at those top five strengths of yours and seeing how they mesh together to make the individual you. Then the second session is actually looking at what kind of jobs those five strengths may be best suited for you. Now, the great thing about Gallup Clifton StrengthFinder, there's lots of different professional development programs out there, but with this particular one, it's exactly what it says. So it's strength-based. A lot of the time when I'm speaking to clients, they want to know what they can do as a blind or low vision person. Blind and low vision is just part of who you are. It's not your everything. And so therefore, with Gallup Clifton StrengthFinder, your five top strengths really allow you as the individual to focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. And sometimes we can be a little bit hypersensitive about some of our deficits, what we can't do. We can't drive. Well, look, again, driving is really not, should not be something that deters you from applying for a job if you've got all those other skills. At the moment, Gallup Clifton StrengthFinder, the coaching part is on hold until the 1st of July. So we're just looking at getting some funding through. It was really popular last year, which was great. And we had about 40 clients who actually accessed that and were able to identify their strengths, were able to help put that into their CVs, and also use that as a really useful talking tool in the interviews in interview sessions. So if anyone is interested in that, we still have the online assessments, which we can do. They've already paid for upfront. That takes about an hour or so, and we take the timer off. But then you would just need to wait until after July to get the coaching sessions. But if anyone's interested, please just send me an email, or you can contact me directly, and we'll put those my contact details in the chat after this. So we've got StrengthFinder. The other thing is we do mentoring. So particularly with our Blend students who are looking at leaving high school or are in that transitional stage from high school into employment, we have a mentoring program, and we have a number of mentors who are trained up to support the young people with that transition and that journey, and also if they are actually already studying. So if anyone is interested in that as well, please do let me know. Another part of what we do at the with Work Ready is actually also flipping it on its head and getting employers Work Ready as well for clients who've got low vision or who are blind. So we have a program called the Insights Workshop, and so that's a professional 2-hour professional development program for our businesses out there who maybe have some concerns, because as we know, the biggest barrier to employment for our clients is often those assumptions, unconscious bias, which happens around how would I do that job myself. So the Work Ready professional development training insights workshop. It's been run for through a number of different companies, and we look at what their culture is. Why are they even interested in having this conversation? We break down the barriers, we talk about different eye conditions, and also then ask them to do some of their own group work around why they feel that this is a good idea. If anyone's interested in that, or know people, or people within organisations that might want to connect to talk a little bit more about the Insight Workshop, please let me know. So off the back of that, we have a couple of initiatives that we're working at the moment. One is called the Careers Network, and that is we've got about 30 bios that we are currently going through that we will be putting up onto the BLVNZ website and the Work Ready space over the next few months. And basically, it's people who are clients out there in the workforce doing all sorts of different things, from medical research to teaching. We've got engineers, we've got software developers, farmers, we've got all sorts of different people. So what we want to illustrate by our careers network is that actually don't have that frame of mind, what can I do as a blind person? It's what do I want to do? And so if you're interested in connecting with someone that you see who's got one of these profiles and you think, oh, I'd be quite interested in just talking to them about how they did that, then you can connect with them through coming through the community and inclusion website. So we also, a big part of what we do is obviously at the very beginning, we support with getting your CV ready. So with your CV, that is your selling document. That's the first thing that you're gonna that is gonna kind of get you in the door there. So your cover letter and your CV are really, really important. And there's no real reason for that not to be great in 2026. You put down the core information, you need to review it. But you can also then put it through, and don't get ChatGPT to write it for you because it's easy to tell when ChatGPT has written it, but you can get it to refine it and ask it to make sure that you have hit all the kind of the milestones or points that should be covered in a cover letter. So it should be dynamic, it should be engaging. Use language, really avoid when you're talking about your CV or your cover letter, you avoid language that doesn't sound confident. So you should talk about, being passionate about something, loving something. I'm experienced in this. Those kind of words are really powerful. But if you're using words like, I quite like IT, or I think I'm good at communication, sounds like you don't really know. So that's just a little tip when you're writing that. It's also really important that you do slightly tailor your CV, and of course, your cover letter always has to be tailored for the particular job. So sending off a whole lot of CVs and cover letters, really, that doesn't do anyone any good. It's not good for your confidence, but it's also, probably unlikely that you might hear something back as well. So it's better to really be concerted in what you're applying for and really make sure that you are tailoring what you need for that particular role. Work Ready are always here to help you with that. So if there's any jobs that you are wanting to apply for that you see, then by all means reach out to us. We can help with the cover letter, and of course we can help with your CV. Particularly if you are someone that can't visually see what you have got on your CV, it's really important to get somebody who has got vision to look at it for you for formatting. For spelling, if you have used ChatGPT in any way, shape, or form, make sure that you get rid of these. They often have a little kind of like small line in between paragraphs. That's a real giveaway if you forget to delete that from a CV or a cover letter or any kind of formal letter. So just be aware of those kind of little tricks. But again, if you don't have vision and you want someone to have a look at it, please send it through to me. Always very happy. The other thing that we we support with is the interview skills. So once you've sent your CV off and your cover letter and you've been offered an interview, then it's great to just do some interview prep. So how do you talk about yourself? You know, how do you talk about disclosing your disability? That's a really big question that comes up all the time. It's very personal. Generally, unless you think it's going to make a major impact on the job, it's probably not necessary for you to do so. You're not going to likely apply for a job that you're not going to be able to fulfill the competencies of. So probably Uber driving, jet, you know, flying is not in the type of jobs that our clients are applying for. But if there is a job and it says that you're required to have a driver's license, if that's the only thing that you is holding you back from applying from that job, then you know, I don't think that there is any problem with just that's a tick box. If you don't feel that that job is necessarily going to require a driver's license, say it's mainly office bound, then if that's going to prevent you from actually getting to the next stage, then you know, really consider ticking that box. If it's a job, say for example, where it's a social worker and you're going to be having to drive around to different whānau and different regions, that's different because it probably is a core part of that job, so you wouldn't be ticking it in that instance. But if you're using your critical thinking and you think that probably unlikely that it's going to impact your ability to do that job, then I would encourage you to, you know, think about whether, you know, ticking that is the right thing to do, particularly if you're not going to be put forward to the next stage, because that shouldn't be a barrier. It should really be a question, are you able to, you know, do you have your own transport or are you able to get to work? Because you really need to be asking why do they even have that question in there. For a lot of employers, that's still on. There's quite a few older platforms that have standardized application systems, and so that's probably why it's there. So, another thing that we can help with in terms of the interviews is there's a lot of interviews that are now getting done as a screening process through video interviews. Those are a little bit They can be a little unnerving to start with, but even things like just making sure that you're set up correctly with your camera, so we can run through that kind of thing. So it wouldn't actually be on the interview, but so that you could make sure that your chair is positioned in front of a camera, that you've got the screen at the right position, all those kind of things just reduce that stress that you're going to have potentially on that day when you're doing something along those lines. So that's all about the employment. So in terms of the youth transition, our support really is around, again, Gallup-Clifton Strength Finder is great for our year 12s, year 13s, or our students who have maybe taken a gap year and are looking at what their next step is. So we can help with identifying potential career options for you through Gallup-Clifton Strength Finder, talking about the process of getting into tertiary providers, you know, meeting with the support teams, so the disability support teams at the different tertiary providers. We can provide you with support around MSD training support. So that's the same as the support funds, but it's specifically if you're training. So again, helping you with the application and the process for maybe getting transportation to your place of study. You may need an assessment for some technology. So again, we can arrange for our ACATS team. Also, again, it might be some functional glare, functional low vision assessments that you need as well. So all that kind of stuff we can all help you with in terms of that process of transitioning into study. So I think that's a very brief overview of what our Work Ready team do. We have so this year we have provided a link for the entire year, and I've also provided a calendar, so that's going to go out every month in our newsletter for clients, but also our newsletter for staff as well. So BLVNZ staff can join it too. So for the next couple of months, I'll just run through what dates we've got coming up. So next month in April, which is April the 14th, we've got our Work Ready webinar, which is on technology. So we'll have one of our ACATS team that will be coming and talking about the different types of technology, how they can support, but also a little bit about AI. And we had that last year, and that was a really popular session. Then in May, we're actually going to have a guest client. So one of our clients who works in software development has their own company. So they're going to talk to you about their journey. So they have been a blind, low vision client. Client and just a little bit about their journey and the business that they run. In June, it's going to be a favourite topic, and that's June the 9th. So that's actually MSD Support Fund. So we'll have them coming in actually talking to the webinar cohort just about the whole process, what they do and they don't cover. And again, these recordings will all go up. And then we'll just go up to July. So in July, we've actually got on the 14th, we've got our three lovely interns, of which Riley is one. We've also got James and we've got Will, who is based in Christchurch. They're part of the community and inclusion team, and we will be looking for our fourth cohort of BLVNZ interns probably September, October. So it will be really interesting just to hear from our three interns about their journey, what they're doing, and what they've gained from their time with BLVNZ and what they hope to do moving forward. So that is pretty much for today. I'm just wondering if we have any questions from the floor, and if there's anything I haven't covered, please just sing out now.
It doesn't look like we've got any questions in the chat, but thank you very much, Sarah.
Riley, do you have any questions?
No, I think you covered everything really well, and I think if anyone does have questions, they can reach out to you.
John, do you have any questions? John has no questions either. Well, I think that's probably a wrap. So, look, thank you very much for everybody who attended today. Again, this recording will be up on our website shortly. If there are any questions you've got, you can get hold of either me by S Mitchell at blindlowvision.org.nz, or we do have the employment and career pathways inbox as well. Have a great month and look forward to seeing everybody in April 14. Thank you.